The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today on this Tuesday afternoon. One of the things we love to do on this show is to talk to pastors and to talk to ministry leaders and hear about things going on in the Chicagoland area. And we're about to hear a story of a church doing something interesting because something was just kind of placed on their doorstep. So we're going to hear that story. But first, let me introduce from Emmanuel Anglican Church right here in Chicago, Aaron Damiani. Aaron, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you, Brian.
Yeah, it's so good to have you with us. All right, so let's just dive into your story. You sent over an article for me, and it's let me just read the title. In Uptown, church and migrant sharing space on college campus spend the holidays together. This is back around Christmas. That church is your church. Please tell us this story.
It started with a need for worship space, as it usually does.
Yes.
We were removed from a high school we were renting during COVID. No churches could rent schools during that time. We found an available auditorium that was owned by the American Islamic College, and they were not using it on Sundays. And so we found that we could rent it. We started renting it. We thought it would be temporarily. Mm-hmm. We've been there a few years. And then the developer, which was in process of purchasing it years before, finally was able to purchase it this last summer. We got word, hey, you're going to have to be out of this space as well. And so we prayed, we fasted, we asked God for help. And what happened instead of us getting removed from that space is that over 1,000 migrants were soon moved into that space.
Unbelievable.
In other parts of the campus, that is.
Yeah.
And so we actually, instead of having to move our stuff out, we were actually able to mobilize a chance to welcome the migrants in. We put together a carnival and later ESL courses and various other things. So that is the situation we found ourselves in this past summer.
That is unbelievable. So what does that kind of partnership, I almost said outreach, but it's not like you guys searched for this. It came onto you. So what does That's that right. even partnership look like? And how, more importantly, has it changed your church?
You know, I think one of the things that it's done is it's helped us see, hey, look, the world has come to our doorstep. Let's embrace that opportunity. I remember when we put together that carnival, I was out in the courtyard of our church, and my daughter was translating Spanish. She had learned Spanish from school. She was translating Spanish to English as people were sharing their needs, their journey. And I'm realizing, and others were as well, that I didn't even know spoke Spanish within our congregation. I realized this is what the kingdom of God looks like.
Yes.
You're thrown into a situation you can't control. And all of a sudden, the gifts of the church just emerge, and you find yourselves meeting really practical needs of people who the Lord cares about and has brought to us to you know, be his hands and feet.
Yeah. All right, Aaron, let's dive into the messy part here. A lot of people listening have a spectrum of beliefs about the migrant issue in Chicago. But I feel like what you guys are doing is not a political statement. It's a we're being the hands and feet of Jesus. But I'm sure you hear that from people about the migrant issue and what it means politically. How do you tend to answer that question?
I just tend to answer that question as simply as possible. You know, starting with where we're at, how can we best love our neighbor? There are some people who are called to the political sphere and to solve some of those thornier issues. Mm-hmm. How do we work this out? We're in a very complicated situation. For me, it just helps to stay, let's stay simple, let's stay local. I think actually that's where a lot of the best political conversations happen is how do I love the neighbor next to me? Mm. And so one of the things that we've done is simply let's put our energies that we would otherwise put towards debating, let's put that towards loving our neighbor. So instead of, you know, getting into a heated conversation, let's show up to the ESL course on Tuesday night. Mm. One of the things that was beautiful just in terms of local politics that happened this past Christmas is we said, hey, look, we want to throw a Christmas party for the new, you know, arrivals, people who have arrived from Venezuela. We raised about $15,000 to do that. We served them food. We gave them gift baskets. And our neighbors showed up. So we had people from the local synagogue that showed up to help us, people from the local alderperson's office that helped to help as well. It was a real cross section of different beliefs and different political persuasions. But it was a kingdom moment because we all had an opportunity to just put our energies into something tangible, practical. And it turns out it was a visual representation of the kingdom to come, which is the ultimate political affiliation that we all have.
Hopefully. There you go. There you go. Before we move on to something else, so people like me who haven't really interacted with, I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but the migrant community here in the Chicagoland area, what don't we know? What surprised you?
They've been through tremendous trauma, and they lost almost everything before they experienced that trauma. So Yazelin and her family, she's got two teenage kids. This is a middle-class family from Venezuela. They had to stay for 3 days at a gas station in order to avoid, there were some roaming gangs in Venezuela that they were avoiding simply because they did not bend the knee to the local thugs that had taken control of the government. What they did is they traveled for months through some of the most treacherous conditions we can ever imagine, including the Darien Gap, which is a thick forest, basically a jungle. The husband, he got a leg infection. He was within days of losing his leg. And these are followers of Jesus that were very devout. And so he was, he's actually, by the time they got to the U.S., he was within hours of losing his leg.
Wow.
And, they rushed him to the hospital. They were able to give him, essential medical care. And Brian, I'll tell you, this is one of the hardest working guys I've ever met. Mm-hmm. He has never missed a day of work. He's never late. They now have a home in Cicero. And, one of the things that Yazelin said is she said, God has shown us specifically the love of Jesus Christ since the moment through your church, since the moment we arrived. And they want to worship Jesus. They want to work hard, and they really do love the United States of America. They're eager to contribute.
There you go.
And so even though it's a very thorny and messy situation, I have no easy answers, but these are real human beings with a real story. They've been through a tremendous amount. They're very, very grateful to be here and to have an opportunity.
That's a powerful story. Hey, before we let you go, I want to allow people, from the Chicagoland to hear about your church. So you're at Emmanuel Anglican Church. Tell us about your church and where you're at and how people can get connected.
Yes. Emmanuel Anglican is on the north side of Chicago in the Uptown neighborhood, right in the middle of the north side. Chicago, especially the north side, it's such an intense, creative, diverse community. It's constantly in flux. I would say it's known for a high cultural influence and a low spiritual temperature. And so what Emmanuel Anglican is seeking to do is be a spiritual beacon church that really does shine the light, the beautiful light of the gospel.
Amen.
In a tangible way, right in the middle of the north side. And so people can be drawn to Jesus Christ. And so we've been going for just over 10 years, about 10 and a half years now. We are a church plant. And so we are, a liturgical church, also spirit-filled, very committed to the preaching of God's word. And it's these three kind of elements of Christian worship coming together to really form a community that is an embodiment of the family of Jesus. So we are also seeking to get that long-term church home. That's one thing we're praying for.
There you go.
What we have now is temporary. So we're seeking to, for God to give us that spiritual beacon home. And that's one of the things that's highlighted for us. But we're 640 West Irving Park, right by Lakeshore Drive, and on Sundays and then throughout the week in our city groups.
Again, I'd encourage people to check out Emmanuel Anglican Church. Real fast, website. What's your guys' website?
It's Emmanuel with an I, of course, emmanuelanglican.org, emmanuelanglican.org.
There you go. Easy to remember. Aaron, this has been wonderful, man. Thanks for sharing your church's story and all you guys are doing. We'll have you on again soon. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much, Brian. Great to talk.
You as well. You're listening to The Common Good. AIM 1160. Hope for your life.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.